Roethlisberger takes the handoff. Roethlisberger in the pocket. Up for grabs. Intercepted. Picked off by Werner. And the officials come over to make the indication. Roethlisberger turns it over. Tennessee takes over in Pittsburgh territory as Roethlisberger got hit by Hill.
Well, he's been under constant pressure in the pocket here. That ball comes out to almost end over end. What an effort by Alteron Werner to lay out and pick that one off. He got two last year and off to a great start. He was in a real battle with Tommy Campbell.
Welcome to Why It Worked. I'm Craig Peters, standing here with Titans defensive coordinator Jerry Gray, and this is going to be a new segment for TitansOnline.com. Thank you, Coach, for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we're going to take a look at why a particular play was successful. Everyone knows that Alteron Werner recorded an interception that wound up being a key turning point in the game, but we're going to call on your expertise to show everyone why it worked.
Well, I mean, one thing we tried to do is take a look at formation. And as we go through this play here on the screen, you know, it's a tight ball game. We had to play a little bit of man-to-man versus their flop formation. And when you look at teams that have a wide flop stack, where there's two receivers right behind each other, they tend to go deep routes, you know, and what the good thing is that the guy off the ball generally runs the shortest route. So we look at all these things. There's a lot of little intangibles that these corners have to take into account. And on this play, we had a blitz going. And, you know, as we can start it, you know, you can see we all kind of getting set to go. We got the center covered up, and Ben takes a play-action pass. And our thing with Ben Roethlisberger is not let him step up in the pocket because he's such a good quarterback of always stepping up, and we want to get 3 yards into the backfield. Werner knew that he had Michael Griffin in the middle of the field, but he didn't have any help to the outside. So on this play, Vern, he played slightly underneath, which was planned, and he knew that if the guy ran the shortest route, that's the route he has to go to. Now he lost Michael Griffin in the middle of the field, and good thing is what the people didn't see is that in the backfield on the end zone copy, Jarrell Case actually touched the ball in Ben Roethlisberger's hands. And it came out that way because you could see Ben's ready to go. You see Jarrell swipe at it, and then it moved a little bit, and then that way the ball came out end over end, which is not the hardest catch for a corner because he's used to catching bullet passes coming from a quarterback.
Okay. And when you look at that, Werner was able to get some contact in the allowable period. That's been an area of emphasis, getting physical with receivers early. How much help is it, though, when corners know that the quarterback is going to be under fire and get that pressure?
Well, it's good because, again, I think, you know, with the skill wide receivers you have, you only have 5 yards to press a guy, and then those guys can run. You know, they're really athletic, they're really skilled, but if the defensive lineman, once you know as a corner that the D lineman is actually getting to the quarterback, he's going to either throw the ball early, can't throw it on time, or be under duress, that's really a plus for the corners because now you know that you're not really playing by yourself. Even though you're covering by yourself, you're actually going to get some help from the D line.
Okay, and then I guess Werner picks up the ball in flight. He has the closing speed. It's, as you pointed out, it's kind of wobbling pass. How difficult is that to execute that play for a cornerback?
Well, that's a very difficult play because a lot of guys, again, you're used to catching bullet passes where the point is coming at you, and when it's end over end, you really don't know how to catch those passes because you never work on them. And Werner has the ability to make those catches. He did a great job early in the week of getting interceptions during practice. So we tell our guys, if you get interceptions in practice, you'll probably get them in a game, and he was the one that got the interception for us.
The interception proved to be a key turning point. Offense was able to put a touchdown to drive together right after that, and it's just interesting to see the details of why the particular play worked after seeing what happened and knowing why it happened. So yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.